Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Estimates of the world population continue to grow. Despite constant discussion, studies and policies, legislation, incentives and disincentives, birth control, even terrorism, war, and enforced sterilization, the statistics keep escalating in inconceivable numbers, so large and ironically abstract that, like national debt, it is very difficult to understand the true meaning, impact, and implication for the future, much less how to deal. The most recent estimates of global population assert that we will number 9.2 to 10.5 billion people worldwide by 2050, an increase of 2.3 billion in just 3 decades. Much of this growth will occur in the developing world, but trends in the United States and Europe indicate that recent declines are less evident and are tending flat to a slight increase, estimated to follow economic recovery in the industrialized nations. The correlative requirements to sustain such a population are enormous. According to the recent UN World Water Development Report, freshwater demands will increase 70% to satisfy these basic water needs. Quote, people in many parts of the world enjoy improved access to safe drinking water. 86% of the population in developing regions will have it by 2015. But there are still nearly 1 billion people without such access, and in cities, the numbers are growing. Unquote. Add to this the sanitation needs of global urbanization, some 80% of wastewater that goes untreated, and you can begin at least to frame the question, where will all this water come from? At the same time, the report estimates, quote, that the world will need 70% more food by the middle of the century, with demand increasing especially for livestock products. A surge in food production will lead to an increase of at least 19% of the water required for agriculture, which already accounts for 70% of the freshwater use, unquote. Add to this the impact of climate change that, quote, alters rainfall patterns, soil humidity, glacier melt, and river flow, and also causes changes to underground water sources. Already, water-related disasters, such as floods and droughts, are rising in frequency and intensity, unquote. The report's authors say that climate change will drastically affect food production in South Asia and Southern Africa between now and 2030, and water stress will spread to Central and Southern Europe thereafter, with much of the burden falling on the poor, exacerbating tensions and disparities between nations. Last month, in Marseille, France, the 6th World Water Forum took place, bringing together over 35,000 delegates, heads of state, ministers, policy and decision makers, mayors and elected officials, NGO managers, water activists, and representatives of youth. Some 1,000 speakers, 400 sessions, 6 days of presentations and panel discussions to address the critical changing situation, the need to accelerate global reaction and investment in the evident crisis, and to identify and promote some 1,400 solutions, large and small, everything from ingenious, inexpensive filtration systems, new water harvesting methodologies, local initiatives as possible models, even a clever portable water transporter made out of discarded beer kegs, all loaded up on a web-based platform, www.solutionsforwater.com, that at least provides a practical place to share these ideas beyond the jargon and the meeting itself, if one can find the site and has the time to look. The final press release declared the meeting a success. The UN report concludes that this unprecedented growth in water demand threatens all major international development goals and requires, quote, a radical rethink, unquote, of the way water is managed, massive new financing for infrastructure, better planning and governance, and innovative adaptations and methods to collect, conserve, recycle, and protect the precious little water we have. All devoutly to be wished. But a radical rethink? What does that mean? Here's an approach to consider. Fresh water available for human consumption, not locked in the ice caps, amounts to 1% of the finite amount of water, fresh and salt, on Earth. Everything discussed above is focused on that small, overconsumed, polluted, and wasted volume. The rest of the world's water, 97% of it, is available in the ocean, to most nations and contributes not just to the freshwater cycle, but also to climate, food, energy, and much more. Factors that are seen as threatened by this crisis rather than as essential elements in its solution. A revised understanding and different engagement with the enormous hydraulic reservoir that is the ocean. Start there and work backwards. Now that's radical. I typed the keyword ocean into the World Water Forum program agenda, and I received this helpful message. Quote, "No results. You may have been too specific. Please try widening your search." We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.